Time to head up north now to Queensland because the Queensland Summer Carnival is gaining momentum, and one Victorian who is absolutely slaying there up north is Dale Smith. I think he's about fourth on the premiership. Dale, great to chat to you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. Thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very well. You must be loving life up there. Gee, you've slotted in really well.
Yeah, I think we just sort of got here at the right time, and it's well documented. Like, I love doing the work, and the work ethic's really shining through up here, and most of the trainers are all happy with the way that I put in and put in the hard work.
Well, that shows in your rides tomorrow, because there are a couple of major races, the Gold Edition and the Loch Nay, and your book of rides is for a bunch of different trainers as well. Tell me, though, what's the weather like up there? Because we know there's a lot of rain heading towards the eastern part of Australia. What track do you think we'll be playing on tomorrow?
I think we'll still play on Dooman. It hasn't started raining. You can really feel it. It's really building up here. It's very muggy this morning, and we're sort of looking at the radar this morning in the tower, and it's definitely on its way. So it just depends. Hopefully, the weather gods are on our side and hold off until at least Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you've got an interesting ride for Tony McAvoy in the Gold Edition, and that's a filly called Be My Star, who's raced in South Australia. She's won on a soft track, the National, her biggest win. She's been placed on a soft track, which has been good for her. What's Tony told you about the filly?
No, I haven't really touched base with Tony yet. I seen him Tuesday when we were doing the trials on the course proper at Eagle Farm, and I'll give him a call Saturday morning.
All right. What do you think of the strength of that race?
I think Zoo Star's a horse that is up and coming and a force to be reckoned with. So, he's drawn 10. One of Gaze, and it doesn't go well on its form, is pretty strong too. So, look, it's going to be a pretty strong race, and we've got a bit of a battle against us with the gate. But, hopefully with the way speed's sort of looking at the moment, that I'll be able to just come down and come across with Zoo Star, and I think I'll be handy in the sort of first three or four.
It does look very promising, that Zoo Style. He's unbeaten 4 from 4. You're on one of the favourites, if not the favourite, in the other feature, which is the Loch Nay. Victorian, gee, was a bit stiff last start, just the tempo and the way the race was run, but finished off really nicely.
Yeah, look, when the rail goes back to the true, it predominantly dominates, on speed, on fence. So we had the gate against us, and we had to bring the field up, I had to bring the field up from the rear. So, and like you say, the tempo was a little bit sort of muddling. I expected a bit more than what was in the, a bit more speed in the race. But look, I think, we've drawn a good marble on tomorrow, and I think we'll see, we might just get the tide turn.
Do you think you'll be a bit closer from that good gate?
I think I will be. I don't want to really ride him too far out of his hat, but we've drawn a good marble on. Sort of like to be sort of third pair running line, three back, one out. So that in an ideal world, that's where I'd love to be.
If you get a wet track, is that any concern for him?
No, his wet form suggests that he gets through it really well.
Got a couple of other rides on the day. Anything else for the Victorian punters?
Yeah, look, I like Magnified. We've taken the blinkers off him in the first. Ran well the other day, first time at the trip, but he had the blinkers on and he just over-raced a smidge, and I've just asked the trainer to remove them, and hopefully we'll see what I know he's got. So, I think he's another one to add to the list.
Oh, you're a busy man. You're a worker, as you said. You're heading off to Ipswich today as well, and you've got a good book of rides.
Yeah, we got jump outs. Just finished riding 8 or 9 this morning. Got jump outs and then to Ipswich if the rain holds off there, because it's apparently coming in pretty strong there at the moment.
Oh, have you got a good thing today?
I don't mind a horse in the... I'm just trying to think what race it's in. It's Rob Heathcote's...
Oh, yeah, Pinch Vista, race 5.
Yes, that's it.
All right, we'll be on. You've got a lethal combination with Rob. So, mate, best of luck, Dale, today and tomorrow. Great to catch up, and well done on what you're achieving up there.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.